Chapter 14. Jack looked at his cell phone, wondering if he should call Lexi to check on her. No, better to wait a bit. He thought about the notebook she had given him last night. He had taken it to the station right away. His people were busy working on deciphering it. It should hold the clues which would point to whoever killed Kevin. Which made him wonder what role Lexi had played, if any, in the whole thing. At first, she was high up on their suspect list. But as the case unraveled, Jack was relieved to see it looked less and less like she had been involved. Still, there were several things that pointed to her. The poison cupcake tops, her relationship with the deceased, and those stiletto heel marks weren't in her favor. But an intense investigation and surveillance hadn't turned anything else up. And of course, last night's events pretty much cleared her, unless she had very cleverly staged it. But why would she give Jack the book? She had to be innocent, Jack thought, hoping his confidence in her innocence was because of the clues and evidence, and not because of his feelings toward her. Jack felt a sinking feeling in his stomach. If she was innocent, then her life could be in serious danger. Jack's cell phone rang in his hand, startling him. He whipped it open, hoping it was Lexi. Jack, I hope you can help me. I'm worried about Lexi. Mona? Jack recognized Nan's voice. Yes, it's me. I think she may have gone off and done something stupid. Jack could hear the worry in Mona's voice. Take a deep breath and tell me what happened. Jack felt his heart clench. She was over here this morning. She found a button on her floor last night and assumed it was from whoever knocked her out. So she came over to show it to us. Mona paused, taking a deep, shaky breath. Go on. Jack knew there must be more to the story to get Mona so upset. Then we were watching the TV when she suddenly announced she knew who the killer was and ran out.
Did she say where she was going? Or who she thought the killer was?
No, I tried to stop her, but she was determined. I'm worried. I think she may be going to confront the killer herself. Jack heard Mona's voice rise in panic.
Don't worry, I'll find her, Jack said, struggling to keep his voice calm and to stop the older woman from worrying. I'll call you back as soon as I have her safe. You just sit tight, okay?
Okay, thank you, Jack.
Jack snapped the phone shut. Where could she have gone?
He remembered the police car he had assigned to her. Were they still following her?
He opened his phone, punching the speed dial for the station with shaky fingers.
Hi, this is Jack. Is that car still assigned to Lexi Baker?
No, we only had it booked for overnight.
Jack felt his heart plummet.
But we do have some news on the notebook you brought in.
Spill it.
Moe's been able to decipher a little of it, and all things point to our number one suspect.
So, you think our theory was correct? Kevin caught him embezzling, then started blackmailing him, and was killed because of it?
Looks that way.
But we still need something more concrete to arrest him.
Jack's mind flashed on what Mona had said about Lexi finding a button.
Let me call you back in a minute. I think I might have just what we need.
Jack looked through his recent calls. Finding the one from Mona, he punched the button to call her back.
Hi, Mona, it's Jack. You said you were watching something on TV when Lexi announced she knew who the killer was, right?
Yes, that's right.
Do you remember what you were watching?
Well, of course it was. Kevin's brother, Jason. You know he's the deputy mayor, right? Well, anyway, he was on TV announcing something.
Bingo. Okay, thanks. I'll call you soon, Jack assured Mona, then disconnected the call and pressed the button to dial the station again. I have the hard evidence. A button from the killer's jacket. Can we get a car out there right away?
Jack felt his heart beating faster. Lexi could be confronting the killer right now. Either way, he was going there, but he'd feel a lot more confident if he had the whole police department behind him.
Yep. I'll put out the call right away. We'll be ready to roll in about 10 minutes.
Jack felt a sigh of relief escape his lips. He snapped the phone shut and ran for his car.